This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Arbini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
Vikas Sajedari, Bharat Seychelles sambandhon ki majboot neev rahi hai. हमारे सभी प्रयास सेशल्स की प्राथमिकताओं और आवश्यकताओं पर आधारित हैं। इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए आज हम $175 मिलियन के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं। यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग, ई मोबिलिटी, वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग, स्वास्थ्य, रक्षा और मैरीटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा।
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology, and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are connected not just by geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Arbini, said that his visit reflects long-standing friendship and mutual respect between both the countries. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday received Seychelles President Patrick Arbini at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. Welcoming President Arbini, President Murmu said India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. She said the waves of the Indian Ocean and the deep cultural links between our peoples bind us together. President Murmu said this year Seychelles is celebrating 50 years of its independence and we are also commemorating the 50th anniversary of India-Seychelles diplomatic relations. Both leaders agreed that there is immense potential between both nations to further deepen the bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation, both the leaders reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in the wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will deliver keynote address at the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds and Dismantling the Ecosystem in New Delhi today. On this occasion, the Home Minister will also inaugurate the new cybercrime branch of Central Bureau of Investigation and launch S4C dashboard of 14C Ministry I4C, Ministry of Home Affairs. The two-day conference is being organized by CBI in collaboration with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Jilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of the 731 seats whose results were declared yesterday by the State Election Commission. Within the ruling alliance, the Bharatiya Janata Party emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the Ajit Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party with 165 seats and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed resounding success of the BJP and Mahayuti in the Jilla Parishad elections of Maharashtra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that across rural and urban Maharashtra, the people want good governance and an alliance which works in the spirit of the state's glorious culture. South Africa registered an emphatic 57-run victory over Canada in the ninth match of Group D at the Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad, last night. And the Pakistan government has withdrawn its decision to boycott the T20 World Cup match against India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.